You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is with us from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the weather forecast for the Corn Belt as farmers wrap up their harvest season.
Well, you know, so far so good in terms of nothing that really looks too bad in terms of getting things too wet. We've been able to have a bit of an extension of summer for most of the nation's midsection and east, including the Corn Belt. And that general trend is going to continue. We've got a couple of systems coming in from the West Coast, but they're going to really peter out as they head east. So at least through this week and likely into the upcoming weekend, harvest operations will not be impaired by any bad weather.
We've had warm temperatures, and it's been really a nice fall for producers to work outside. Will that continue?
It really does look like it'll continue, at least here through the weekend and probably in the early portions of next week. Now, as we get a little further ahead, as we get into November, especially by the second, third week in November, things are likely going to change to getting colder, more unsettled, probably more wet for most of the continental United States. But at least here, as we wrap up the month of October, I think we'll have some good weather for harvest operations.
Finally, something a little closer to home for you. What are conditions like in the hard red winter wheat growing regions of the Great Plains?
Well, they could certainly use some rain. And unfortunately, for getting some decent rainfall, it's going to be pretty spotty, at least here in the short term. Now, there are some hints down the road a ways, about a week or so, 10 days. And there may be a low-pressure system moving through the southern and central plain states that could moisten things up a bit. But at least in the short term, like many areas of the central and east, the western plain states having a pretty warm October so far.
Thank you so much, and have a great week.
You too, Todd.
Hey, that's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. If you'd like to hear him again, you can do that at WILLAG.org. Just scroll down till you find the Closing Market Report and punch play. Now, if you use other devices, or maybe you'd just like it to show up automatically on your device, you might search for us in iTunes. You'll find both Closing Market Report and Commodity Week there. Or you could look in the Google Play Store if you're using an Android device, or maybe you like Stitcher. Yep, we're there as well. Possibly you prefer to use the NPR One app. Why not? The Closing Market Report and Commodity Week are in that app as well. It's many, many places, and you can consume it however you'd like. If it's not where you want it, then let me know. I'd be glad to take care of that. It's tgleason@illinois.edu. One of my favorite places is to listen to it directly from Twitter. I post links there each and every day using my Twitter account. That's @CommodityWeek. It's all really simple and easy to find. Speaking of simple, one of the simplest things you can do right now is to go visit the FarmAssetsConference.com website. That's FarmAssetsConference.com. This is our November event, the 22nd day, the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. Many of the folks that you hear on air will join us for that event. We'll take up the Farm Bill, Big Data, Farm Management, and Commodity Prices, of course. The Farm Assets Conference is Tuesday, the 22nd day of November in Normal, Illinois, at the Marriott Hotel right next to the ISU campus. The cost is just $30. I'm Todd Gleason.